Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Suddenly, the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice Moves God.
Speak the Word.
It tells us in James 3:10 in New King James, it said, out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing, and these things, my brethren, ought not to be so. He says, do clean and polluted water flow out of the same spring? And think about that, brothers and sisters. He says, can a fig tree produce olives? No. Can a grapevine produce figs? No. In the same way, a pool of salt water can't produce fresh water. You can't speak negativity. You can't speak what the world says and expect to get what God says. It just does not work that way. He says, as a rudder guides a ship, and a bit in a horse's mouth causes him to go in the right direction, in verse 3. He said, also your tongue can guide your thoughts, guide your emotions, and your body into paths of prosperity and success, and can be a tremendous, and I want to repeat that, it really can be a tremendous, tremendous power for good. But you need to know that on the negative side, your tongue will control your thought life if you allow it. You don't have to allow it. You know, the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5, where He says to bring every thought into captivity that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. And the way you bring it into captivity is by replacing it with what God's Word says. Like I said, He said, your tongue will control your thought life if you allow it. And He says, corrupt words can destroy you and those around you. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Ephesians 4:29 in the New Living Version, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And I want you to know this. I've been teaching the Word of God for, 29, 30 years, and this is what the Lord's called me to do. And I was thinking this morning as I was going over my message that I'm going to continue teaching on the power that is in God's Word as long as I have a breath in me. You know, God tells us in Psalms 32:9, He said, not to be like a horse or a mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. He is saying, don't be stubborn like a mule that doesn't have any understanding. And I know that some are listening. Sometimes we are stubborn. I've been stubborn myself, and I have not always listened. But you're going to have to understand that the only way that you're going to make it, the only way that there is no other way, it's just like when you become a Christian, there is no other way to God, to Jesus Christ, except through Jesus, except for the Son of God. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. And the only other way that you're going to receive those things is, as the Bible tells us, to call those things to be not as though they are. He tells us this in Romans 4:17, to call those things to be not as though they are. And so, in other words, he's saying, don't keep speaking those things you've been speaking that they're not working. Begin to look into God's Word and find out what it says about your situation. It doesn't have to be like you want it right now, because that's the reason why you're speaking it in the first place. You're speaking it so that you can get it the way you want it. When I began speaking things it wasn't the way I wanted it. But I realized through the teachings and the Lord speaking to me that I couldn't continue to give voice to the things that I was saying, because every time I would give voice to this thing, this is what I'm getting in the natural. And I didn't want that. But we're calling things out of the supernatural into the natural, the same way that God created the heavens and the earth and the universe. And so that's what we're going to have to do. Like I said, he's saying, don't be stubborn like a mule that doesn't have any understanding. In other words, friends, don't let your mouth cause your destruction. And that's basically what we're talking about. So many of us are not aware of the fact that it's our mouths that's causing our destruction. So don't let it. Don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing or keep you living on barely get along street, praise God. Renew your mind. Change your way of thinking. I want you to know that when you do this, it will be a life-changing experience for you, I promise you. Or God's Word promised that you would live that abundant life that Jesus died for, according to John 10:10. I want to help you. I want to see you prosper, and I want to see all of you healthy. God has called and anointed me to help you, and that is my goal, that is my mission. But you're going to have to practice bridling in your tongue. I know other ministers, you know, they preach and they teach on different subjects, and I always teach on it, coming at it a different way. But the Lord, it's always with God about the Word, and the reason why this is true is because He is His Word. The power is in His Word, brothers and sisters. That is where your power is. Jesus is the Word. You know, the power is in the name of Jesus. But the Word is Jesus. And so when you're speaking that Word and you're speaking it in the name of Jesus, you are actually speaking in the same authority that He does, because He said that as He was on this earth, so are you. And as you see Him do, so can you do. And so when He spoke, mountains moved, the water stopped, you know, the clouds, you know, disappeared. And He's saying, you've been endued with the same power and authority. He said, I'm living in you. He says, it's not me doing it, but it's Him that's living in us. In James 3:6, he says, you set on fire the course of nature by what you speak. I want you to think about that, saints, because just as heaven acts on your words, so does hell act on your words. And I know that a lot of people, some of you have heard this and some of you haven't, but we don't understand sometimes that the enemy is also listening to the words that we speak. It's just like, you know, in Psalms where the Bible tells us that He's given His angels charge over us and to keep us in all of our ways. And He also tells us that His angels, you know, quicken to His voice. You know, whatever, you know, He says, they quicken to it. But we also have to understand that they're demonic spirits, angels, that when Lucifer fell, all these other angels fell with him. And they're also standing by and they're listening too. And so when you're speaking what God says, then God's angels are hearkening and hastening to bring that about. But when you're speaking what Satan says, they're hastening to hearken to bring that about. So when it boils down to, it's really our choice. It's really up to us. It's really up to you, and it's up to me to give voice to the same thing. We have to understand, just because you have a thought, it does not mean that you have to speak it. We have, the enemy is putting negative thoughts in our minds all the time. God is putting thoughts in our mind. But He's putting those thoughts there, but you don't have to speak them. They don't, you know, you don't give birth to those words or those thoughts. You don't give birth to them until you actually speak them. And don't forget that. You don't have to speak the thoughts. You don't have to give birth to them. You can let that thought just die. And if you don't give birth to it by speaking, it's going to go down. It's going to go down. It's going to disappear. And you're going to be amazed at, you know, once you start practicing this, it's going to take a while. I mean, I don't deny that. I'm still practicing every day. We have to realize that we're in a battle, and our weapon is the Word of God. And so when He was talking about in Ephesians 6:17 about wielding the sword of the Spirit, and also in Ephesians about putting on the full armor of God and wielding the sword of the Spirit, because that's His Word. That's His Word. And so that's the only thing that really Satan fears, is His Word.
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that my prayers come up to You like a sweet fragrance. I pray that You will help me, Lord, to keep my thoughts pure so my words will be pleasing to You. Help me to be more conscious of the things I say. Help me, Lord, to better understand that renewing my mind is a process. And I know that renewing our minds will not be easy, Lord, for we live in a fallen world, and our minds have been programmed to think and speak like the world. But it is by replacing our thoughts and words with what God says about us and our circumstances that we will experience walking in health and living the abundant life that Jesus died to give us. Your Word tells us not to let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Help us to understand, Lord, that it is also by placing a guard on our mouth and speaking only the Word of God that we can prove for ourselves His Word is true and begin to step out in faith on His promises. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.